Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Come on, most people have one. Maybe it's needlepoint or stamp collecting or origami. You've got that one hobby that is pretty cool.
As somebody with zero hobbies, I've decided to jump in. I've decided to dive in and start my dream hobby.
Your dream hobby, mind you. Okay.
We're Rob and Joss here on Kixie. Okay, producer Sparkles is with us, and she's known us for a while now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, like dollhouses and stuff?
Okay.
People like to make dollhouses and fill the rooms with little tiny things.
Uh-huh.
That's basically what I want to do.
Why? So you're just going to have like a dollhouse in your house with little figurines and little chairs and tables and people.
God, when you put it that way, it just seems creepy. So I decided to start small.
Well, of course.
Literally.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Now, Sparkles, doesn't this have disaster written all over it?
Yes.
Now, you know my wife, Jocelyn. She has no patience for anything.
Mm-mm.
And she wants to put together like a miniature museum piece together Mm-mm. with all the patience in the world. And it's just not going to happen. I see steam coming out from her ears.
Same here. I feel her getting frustrated at anything that she said.
I'm envisioning things kicked over.
Well, I bought from Amazon one little room, and it's a little Christmas room, and you put in the Christmas tree and a little couch and little tiny gifts, and it's on our Instagram right now on Reels. We are Rob and Joss, R-O-B-A-N-D-J-O-S-S, and you can see it's got like 7,000 pieces, and there's like light electrical work.
Oh my God.
You know what? When you try to assemble this, I'm going to put a big mallet next to it, because eventually you're going to smash that.
I know. So, you know, maybe I've gotten into too deep. If you've ever gotten in too deep with a hobby, tell us about it. Sparkles, do you have something?
I do. I went through a fixer-upper phase.
Oh.
So I like...
I remember this phase.
Yes. I like going through to like garage sales and stuff and checking out like, you know, someone else's trash to someone else's treasure. And so I would bring stuff home like, oh, I could fix this.
Oh, Sparkles.
I'll just paint it. I'll just, you know, fix this and blah, blah, blah. My brother hates me because we had to call someone to come get all the junk that I brought. Because I never got to those things because I'm busy.
Was that you on the TV show Hoarders?
That's what I'm thinking. 888-560-9650. You can join us if you've ever gotten in over your head with a hobby, because I mightn't be in deep trouble with my dream hobby here.
So you got a hobby, you picked out a hobby, but it's not going as you planned. Everything is more difficult than you thought. Things are going south. Kixie 96.5.
We're Rob and Joss. My dream hobby for years has been to make miniatures, like little dollhouses, little rooms. So I got a miniature kit, and it's got a million different pieces. You even have to put together a music box. Can you imagine?
This has disaster written all over it.
What have I done? 888-560-9650. Your hobby that went south.
Well, yeah, I was trying to get into salsa dancing, and and so went to sign up for the class. I thought I did everything right, but the first intro class that I thought was an intro class actually was like third or fourth tier intermediate. And so, yeah, my first day in that class, they were like all full throttle. I'm still just trying to keep up. They were in it. So I had no chance to catch up.
No, you had to jump in the pool right away, huh?
Yeah. I was all to the deep end.
That reminds me, it sounds like a dream. Like, God, I had this dream. I was in this dance class, but everybody was like way more advanced than I was.
At least they weren't clothes, right?
Right, at least they weren't naked.
This naked dance class. Naked salsa dance classes. Intermediate. So, you thought it was a bright idea, did you? Maybe picking up a new hobby. Kixie 96.5.
And it kind of like went south. You got in over your head. Rob, have you ever done that?
No, I've always succeeded in everything I've done.
That's because you don't have any hobbies. I don't even know what you do.
I play trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I work out.
Okay.
I work with radioactive isotopes.
Oh, there is that. Yeah, yeah, there's that. The glow looks good. 888-560-9650, your hobby that went south.
I mentioned offhandedly to my boyfriend that I liked calligraphy, and he told his dad, who I hadn't even met yet, and it must have been my birthday, his dad sent me a whole calligraphy set, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to use this. And then, of course, it's just like in the corner, in my closet. It's sitting there collecting dust. I'm so embarrassed to say.
So if his dad is like, oh, hey, I got you that calligraphy set, how are you doing? Do you send him like fake, like someone else's calligraphy cards at Christmas time and stuff?
Oh my gosh, I wasn't going to, but now that you say that, I might just have to.
You're causing family problems, Jocelyn. She has no time and she has no patience.
This was a wonderful idea for me to spend.
See, you can't even talk about
it,
man.
Can't even talk about it.
She's picked out this hobby. It's going to be really, really...
Producer Sparkles just used the word tedious.
Yes.
I spent like $30 on this miniature kit from Amazon to put together this like little room. It's like a Christmas room. Think about like a dollhouse. I'm getting into this during the holiday season. I have no time. I have no patience. I have no idea why I did this to myself. 888-560-9650. Maybe you've done the same thing. You thought diving into a hobby would be a good idea, and it turned out to be a bad idea.
I decided that I could be a gardener, and so I decided that I could grow beautiful plants, and I could not.
Lou, which hobby went south for you?
I started trying to put together a book on symbols, on the history of symbols. You know, symbols, symbolism, visual images, what things mean across everything. And then that whole entire went off into a completely absolute wormhole with everything on the internet. You know, you get all of these completely different conflicting opinions. You don't want to say something that's going to offend anybody. You know, it became too way touchy of a passion project for something to ever kind of come out of it, you know?
Jocelyn thought you were a drummer.
I thought it was drum symbols. You can see.
I did too.
I was like, what could possibly be compelling about a book about drum symbols?
That's pretty funny.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.